subscribe, subscribe. You're not gonna die. Subscribe, subscribe, and it won't make you cry. Come on, dude, don't be a fool. Just go ahead and make that move. Yeah, yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome here to You Talk TV. You can see this is not our studio. This is a special video from Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah, I'm in New York here, the most famous city in the world, and probably this is the most famous bridge. Yeah, Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah, you can see it, very beautiful. There you can see Manhattan. And, well, the thing is that I'm spending some days here in New York, and I decided that it would be a great idea to record some videos for you guys, okay? And the thing is that a lot of people ask us how we learned English. So I'm gonna tell you, today this is a special video, I'm gonna tell you how I learned English. Why I'm here in New York? Well, because I remember first time I was here, we got here with my family, with friend, my sister, my parents, and I remember that was back in 2008, and I remember that it was impossible for me to say a word in English. I couldn't communicate, I didn't know anything, I couldn't understand anything, it was impossible. You know, I was very scared of talking, and things like, for example, ordering a beer or talking to a waiter, it was impossible. I had to ask Fran for help. Yeah, he had been in Chicago, he had been living here, well, not here, in Chicago, so he had a great level, he was already bilingual, but for me it was impossible. The thing is, I had studied English at high school, at school, but as you know, you only learn mistakes there. So after this trip, then I decided that I had to learn English. I remember when I went back in Spain, Fran had started giving private classes in his house, and I decided to attend one of them. After that class, I remember that Fran told me, hey, you know, Carlos, well, you have a good pronunciation, you could work on that. You could learn English, why not? I said, Fran, really? I don't think so. I think I'm not good at English. It's been very hard for me to pass the exams. I don't know how I even passed, because I always failed the exams. At the end I passed, but it was very, very hard for me. I remember at the university, it was very, very easy. Everybody passed the exams. And for me, it was the fourth attempt when I passed. So it was horrible. I hated it. I didn't like it, and I wasn't good at it. So yeah, great combination, I know. So the thing is, after that trip and after that class, I started getting motivated. I started working on my own, started working on pronunciation, started reading, I started reviewing the grammar and things like that. And I felt that it was getting better and better, a little bit better. Then I decided, a friend advised me, I decided to take an intensive course in Madrid. Yes, in Madrid. I've never lived abroad. I studied in Madrid, an intensive course. When I talk about an intensive course, it's an intensive course, very, very intensive. It was 10 months, and I had to study around 10 hours per day. I remember that I used to spend more than 10 hours because I was so motivated, and I liked it so much that I used to spend 11 hours, 12 hours. I remember sleeping with the radio on in English. A lot of things. I remember recording myself because I wanted to listen to my pronunciation, and I used to compare with recordings. So I was obsessed with that. So the thing is that after that course, I got a good level, and then we started You Talk in 2010. So 2 years ago, I didn't know how to say a word in English. I remember being here in New York, and it was horrible. And 2 years later, we started You Talk. We started our school there in Westcan, our city. So the thing is that, how did I get it? Well, of course, I worked a lot. It's not easy. If you want to learn English, you have to devote time and make a big effort, okay? Nobody's gonna learn English without an effort. If it were easy, so everybody would learn English, everybody would know how to speak English. And as you can see, it's quite difficult. Not everybody knows how to speak English. The thing is that, that's the key. I got motivated. You get motivation, you can get anything. No matter what you want to learn, you are motivated, you're going to learn it. You're going to learn it and you're going to get it. It's like, for example, if you want to train for a marathon, you are motivated. Sorry, but it's impossible. You're never going to run a marathon if you're not going to be motivated. Because you need to train. You need to spend a lot of hours training. And if you're motivated, that doesn't take an effort. Of course it's an effort, because without devoting time and making a big effort, it's impossible to run a marathon. So the same happens with English. If you don't spend a lot of time and you make a big effort, you're never going to learn English. Never. So a lot of people will say that you can learn in an easy way without an effort. No, if it were easy, everybody would speak English. Everybody. So now, but there's no secret, just effort and time. That's what I did. But the good thing is that if you're motivated, you're not gonna realize that you're making an effort. That's the secret. That's the good thing. If you're motivated, you're gonna get anything, whatever. So that's what happened to me. I got motivated, and through motivation, you can get anything. And guys, I just want you to get motivated with English. That's what I'm here to encourage you to learn English in this city, the best place probably to encourage anybody to learn English. So I'm telling you that you have to try, make an effort, and you follow our advice here in this channel, just you're gonna learn. I promise, believe me. So just in case, click the bell here, subscribe to our channel, and follow our advice. Thank you very much, and I hope you speak English and you learn English. Bye-bye from here.